Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now, I will turn the meeting over to your host, Gladys Dutrieuil. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this third meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. As the number of positive cases of COVID-19 remains high across Pennsylvania and our country, we ask everyone to stay safe and healthy. At this time, I would like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on this morning's call. And when I call your name, just say present or here. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Present.
And Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Here.
At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There's no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances prevented by the pandemic. The PUC office buildings remain closed. However, the commission staff is fully operational with personnel working remotely. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. So now the first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of January 14, 2021, and I will call upon Commissioner Unora, who is the editor of the minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I review the minutes of the January 14, 2021 public meeting and move that they're approved as submitted. Thank you.
You have heard the motion for the approval of the minutes. Is there a second?
Second. Sweet.
Second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further edits, discussion on the minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes are approved 4-0. And now, for the presentation of today's agenda, I will turn it over to Rosemary Chiavetta, the Secretary of the Commission.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1 with the recommendation of Director Grimola and the Bureau of Administration that the Commission approve the Evaluation Committee's selection of a website vendor for PA Gas Switch and PA Power Switch.
Is there a, excuse me, is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Unora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 2, and matters presented by Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion all of the items on page 2, beginning with the solar photovoltaic requirements charge audit of the Metropolitan Edison Company, and including the single item on page 3, ending the omnibus with the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program Cost Audit of the PECO Energy Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 4 and matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order regarding the petition for declaratory order filed by the LeBrandy Machine Shop.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 4, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the rate case proposal of the Pennsylvania American Water Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a statement.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Before the Public Utility Commission for consideration and disposition in the recommended decision of Administrative Law Judge Conrad A. Johnson, issued on December 23, 2020, relative to the captioned Consolidated General Rate Increase Proceedings initiated by Pennsylvania American Water Company, PAWC. Also before the Commission is the joint petition for non-unanimous settlement of rate investigation of PAWC, the Commission's Bureau of Investigation Enforcement, the Pennsylvania American Large Users Group, and AK Steel Corporation, filed on October 30th of 2020. I will vote for the recommended result, which is a base rate increase at approximately 50% of the initial request of $138.6 million. However, I continue to be concerned about the timing of this case. The substantial rate increase was requested in April of 2020 after the ravages of the pandemic were fully apparent. While I wish PAWC had not asked for such a large increase in the midst of the pandemic, I cannot justify on this record a vote to completely deny any rate increase. But sadly, the proposal submitted by PAWC was not accompanied by what I would consider to be sufficiently robust or specific initiatives to mitigate the impact of the increase upon low-income customers, and particularly those adversely affected by the pandemic. At least PAWC, as well as the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority in its recent rate case, has indicated support for a commission proceeding to determine whether water utilities should be included in the commission's cap policy statement. Please be assured that there will be follow-up with these utilities to determine when and how their suggestions can be implemented. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 5, it is recommended that the Commission adopt an omnibus motion, both items on page 5, beginning with the joint petition of Verizon North LLC and Metropolitan Telecommunications of Pennsylvania, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 6, and ending the omnibus with the joint petition of Verizon Pennsylvania LLC and Teleport Communications America LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 7 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt it in omnibus motion, both items on page 7, beginning with the application of Penn Wisp LLC, and continuing the omnibus to include all items on page 8 and all three items on page 9, ending the omnibus on page 9 with the tentative order canceling the licenses of certain natural gas suppliers.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 10 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 10, beginning with the petition for reconsideration filed by FNP Holdings and ending with the tentative order regarding the rulemaking to amend Chapter 56 to comply with the amended provisions of Chapter 14.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 11. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the petition for declaratory order filed by Alleghenies Broadband.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Vice Chairman Sweet, do you want to second that?
Yes.
Okay.
Sweet, second.
Commissioner Coleman moved, Vice Chairman Sweet second. Any discussion on this matter? I do have a statement, and I ask that my statement be spread upon the record in its entirety. I will actually read it. It's very brief in its entirety. The case before us today is a petition by Alleghenies Broadband, Inc., or ABI, for a declaratory order under Section 3014H1 of Chapter 30 of the Public Utility Code. Chapter 30 requires that an incumbent local exchange carrier, or an ILEC, alone has to make broadband available to consumers within 10 days of a request. If a political subdivision or an entity created by a political subdivision wants to do the same thing, they must first seek a determination from an ILEC if an ILEC would do that instead. If so, the ILEC must complete deployment within 14 months. The legal complexities in this case make it difficult to discern if the scenario presented in this matter was anticipated by the General Assembly when drafting Section 3014H1. In this case, a corporate legal entity, ABI, is proposing to provide broadband in 14 counties at the direction of the corporate board of an entity, which is the Southern Alleghenies Planning and Development Commission, or SAPDC, governed by a consortium of representatives from 6 counties. There is room for uncertainty about whether ABI must comply with Section 3014H1 because ABI was not created as an entity of a political subdivision. Instead, ABI is an entity created by an entity governed by a board of directors from several counties to deploy broadband. Furthermore, SAPDC was not initially created to deploy broadband or to offer those services. Even if the Section 3014H1 applies, there is a question about whether the publication of the ABI petition by the Commission in the Pennsylvania Bulletin provided the requisite notice which triggered the ILEC's right of first refusal, which is under Section 3014H. In this case, the absence of any replies or comments suggests that the ILECs do not object. While there is legal uncertainty here, what is certain in my commitment is the importance of building out broadband infrastructure and services in unserved areas, including those proposed by ABI. So given these circumstances, I will concur in the result of this case. Any other comments or discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0, noting that I am concurring in result only.
And finally, on page 11, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order of the petition for waiver filed by PPL Electric Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning now to the carry-in agenda, on page 1 of the carry-in, it is noted that the first item regarding Verde Energy has been withdrawn by the Office of Special Assistance. Finally, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that consistent with 4 PA Code, Section 1.43C, the notational vote regarding the rate case proposal of Columbia Gas of Pennsylvania be recorded and entered in the minutes of today's public meeting.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have just a brief comment.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. Madam Chair, you and I presented a joint statement on this matter, which I believe was entered into the record at that time, but to the extent it was not, I would ask that it be entered into the record of today's proceedings. And let me just very quickly make a point or two about that statement. First of all, I would strongly encourage both Columbia specifically and others interested in this particular rate increase request to read our statement in its entirety. In that statement, we supported the staff recommendation to reduce Columbia's annual revenue increase from over $100 million to $63,548,905, which resulted in a significant savings for challenged ratepayers. However, on matters regarding universal service programs, and specifically the company's energy burdens and low-income outreach, we agreed with many of the arguments raised in the exceptions filed by the Office of Consumer Advocate and CAUSE PA, and strongly urge Columbia to review those matters again. Both issues, energy affordability and cap participation, are certainly not unique to this rate case, as both issues have been raised in previous proceedings outside of this docket. We stated our belief that there are fundamental problems with the affordability of Columbia's CAP program, and most certainly with its outreach efforts. And these require greater scrutiny than was given during the course of the litigation in this particular rate case. So again, I must underscore and strongly urge that Columbia work with its Universal Services Advisory Committee on both these topics and seriously consider amending its USEP plan accordingly. Thank you, Madam Chair. That concludes my my comments, and again, would ask that our complete statement be entered upon record.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further comments? I would just, first of all, like to thank our Office of Special Assistance on this very complicated and complex case and all the hard work that they did on that. I know the staff has been working hard, so I just wanted to give my thanks and tell them a job well done. There's no further comments on this. I would say all those that are in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. And thank all of you for joining us for the PUC's public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. And if there's no further business to come before the Commission, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn. Sweet.
So I heard two people talking at the same time. I think it was Commissioner Coleman that said, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Second by Vice Chairman Sweet. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? There never is, right? So we are adjourned 4-0. Thank you, everyone.